There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin with news from Israel, where Montreal Holocaust survivor Eva Cooper is stranded in Israel with students on the Journey of Hope trip. After visiting Auschwitz, their visit was interrupted by Iran's missile attacks. Cooper shares her ongoing experiences amid the conflict since it began.
Since then, we've been kind of incarcerated in the hotel, and we feel safe. We've made many, many trips down to the shelter with each siren, but we are cool in terms of air conditioning. We are well housed in a very comfortable hotel. We are fed all the time, and we are safe. And the students are handling it quite well. You know, they're getting some very frightened parents messaging them from home, which I understand. Then obviously, if your child is there, it's a very scary time. But because I'm sure that there are people on our trip who do feel less safe. I've always felt safe in Israel. I've been here many times, and even now I feel safe.
Meanwhile, the U.S. State Department has announced that U.S. embassy branches in Israel will be closed from today until Friday due to security concerns. The closure, including consular services in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, aligns with guidance from Israel's Home Front Command. The temporary closure reflects heightened regional tensions and the need to ensure safety amid ongoing security challenges. South African Chief Rabbi Warren Goldstein has criticized the South African government for defending Iran and downplaying threats to Israel, which is concerning the Jewish community. He condemned Iran's missile attacks on Israeli civilians and highlighted evidence that Iran was close to developing nuclear weapons. He emphasized that Israel's actions are driven by survival, urging international support and gratitude for Israel's efforts to protect global security. Columbia University has settled a lawsuit filed by a Jewish student from the School of Social Work who accused the faculty of persistent anti-Semitic bullying and harassment. Mackenzie Mackey-Forrest sued in February 2024, alleging that the university's campus had long been a hub for anti-Zionist activism, which intensified after the October 2023 Hamas attack on Israel. The case has emphasized the need for universities to protect Jewish students' rights as Columbia works to comply with conditions to regain $400 million in federal funding lost earlier this year. Let's now look at what other stories have made headlines. Israel's tourism ministry has launched a virtual office offering 24/7 digital support in Hebrew and English, helping tourists in Israel register for departure flights and access to essential information. Israeli airlines El Al, Arkia and Israel have been authorized to prepare repatriation flights today, aiming to bring home over 100,000 Israelis stranded abroad from destinations including Cyprus, Greece, Italy and France. Due to IDF restrictions during the Iran conflict, hostage families and supporters are feeling frustrated and powerless. Instead of in-person protests, 300 members joined a virtual Mishmaret 101 meeting to advocate for their loved ones. The London School of Jewish Studies has surpassed its £400,000 goal in just 36 hours during the Invest in Education campaign. Australian journalist Erin Mullen is in Israel during the conflict with Iran, pledging to report from the ground. She clarified she hasn't sought evacuation and is prioritizing her safety while highlighting those in worse situations. And finally, Avi Hasson, the CEO of Startup Nation Central, affirms Israel's economy can endure a prolonged conflict with Iran. Despite recent military tensions and regional instability, Israel's tech sector remains resilient, outperforming expectations. Major companies like Nvidia and Apple are expanding their presence in Israel, highlighting its global innovation importance. Hasson emphasizes that Israel's technological strength, born through adversity, continues to fuel economic growth, demonstrating the country's capacity to withstand multiple geopolitical challenges while maintaining its innovative edge. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. The Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.